with the passing of Prince Philip, John, I got to say that they say Prince Charles married the Camilla Parker Bowles on this date back in 2005. Ooh. How is Prince Charles and Prince Philip?
Well, that's his old man.
That's his dad.
That's Chuck's dad. Yeah. Chuck's dad is Phil.
Okay. Now I got the lineup now. Kristen Stewart turns 31 today. Dennis Quaid is 67. And tomorrow, believe it or not, John Madden turns 85.
That's American royalty right yeah, there, John Madden.
No, I love trash.
Trash. Trash. With Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Roger Waters will be playing the Tacoma Dome next year. So he gave his tour dates for next year, and it's the Tacoma Dome, September 17th next year.
Like, tickets are on sale now
and
for next September.
The Rogers Arena in Vancouver, September 15th, if you're looking that far out. There will not be lying in state for Prince Philip. That was just announced. And within the last hour, Prince Philip will not have a state funeral. He will not lie in state. So, Brad, I know you were planning on going over there to represent our show and extend, you know, the sympathies, but that will he will not, because of COVID reasons, they're not going to be doing that. Now, some stuff about Prince Philip, who passed away today at the age of 99, that was mentioned in The Crown, the Netflix series, that may or may not be true. Phil cheated on the Queen. In season two, The Crown alluded to Prince Philip having an affair in the late 1950s.
Alluded or kind of like spelled it out?
Nah, you didn't see. They kind of played around the edges of it. Like, if you watch it, you thought, did he have a fling here? You were left to believe that it may have happened. But Philip said, come on, quote, have you ever stopped to think that for years I have never moved anywhere without a policeman accompanying me? So how the hell could I get away with anything like that? Sound like he was bitter. Like, man, can't even have an affair in this thing, man. You think this prince business?
You know how many times I had to pass that up?
Yeah. And then his reaction to the moon landing. I kind of enjoyed this episode. It was from, I think it was season three, maybe. That it was. I haven't watched. I'm not caught up with this The Crown thing, but
I've never seen it either.
It's really not that bad.
I've heard it's all right.
Yeah, it's all right. There is an episode. It is season three, where he's kind of going through a midlife crisis. Okay, and this is 1969. This is Apollo. Okay, and he is fixated on the Apollo 11 mission, and he's. He's bummed because he used to be a pilot, and there's things that he wants to do and he wanted to do that he never got to do. And so anyways, he's watching all this. He's watching the moonwalk and the whole thing. And he says, we got to get those guys over here. And so they did. The Apollo 11 astronauts came to Buckingham Palace, and in the Crown, they say that he had a private meeting with the guys. And he was all excited about it, sat down with them, and he could only meet with them for like 10 minutes or so. Then they had to go, and he was less than impressed with them. He found them to be just kind of ordinary, average guys who like baseball, guys who are just, you know, regular kind of guys.
Yeah, well, imagine the feeling was mutual. They've been to the moon, so to you, to them, you're boring.
Yeah, this old house is, you know, big deal.
So what? I stood on the moon.
So according to The Crown, you know, Phil walks out of that meeting like, geez, who are those guys? That was a letdown. Well, historians say that's not true. He never had a private meeting with the Apollo 11 astronauts. He may have been going through a midlife crisis, but they say they blew that out of proportion. It wasn't like that. All right. And finally, Cheap Trick today. They got another album out today. I think it's like their 20th. So USA Today caught up with him, did a little interview with Rick Nielsen, asked him about the old days. Cheap Trick opened for Kiss on tour in 1977. They asked Rick, did you ever get to party with them? And Rick Nielsen said, well, I hung around quite a bit with Gene. He was a totally unique man, the most level-headed while still totally eccentric. And they said, well, eccentric how? And Rick Nielsen said, well, when we'd stay at a hotel, instead of getting bothered by people, we would all have aliases, you know? We'd check in under aliases. I'd use Les Paul's name, and then sometimes I'd use a phony name, and but we never use our real names. Except Gene. Gene would go under Gene Simmons because he wanted women to go up there and see him.
No, he'd go under Gene Simmons of Kiss.
Yeah, of Kiss. And ring it. If it's a female, just ring it.
Put
right,
right through.
That's it.